This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Several people were wounded Wednesday in a bomb attack at a World War I commemoration ceremony attended by European diplomats in Jeddah, Saudi Arabia, France's foreign ministry said. The IED attack happened at a non-Muslim cemetery. The ministry said, quote, "France strongly condemns this cowardly, unjustifiable attack." Lebanon and Israel, still technically at war, kicked off a third round of maritime border talks Wednesday under U.S. and U.N. auspices to allow for offshore hydrocarbon exploration. The delegations met under tight security at a base of the U.N. peacekeeping force UNIFIL in the Lebanese border town of Naqoura, the national news agency said. After years of quiet U.S. shuttle diplomacy, Lebanon and Israel in early October said they had agreed to begin the negotiations in what Washington hailed as a, quote, historic agreement. The first two rounds of talks were held in October. The negotiations are meant to focus on a 330-square-mile disputed sea area, according to a map registered with the United Nations in 2011. Palestinians Wednesday mourned their veteran negotiator, Saeb Erekat, who died at the age of 65 of coronavirus complications. Amid cautious hope, the stalled peace process with Israel may be revived under Joe Biden's presidency. Erekat, who died Tuesday at Jerusalem's Hadassah Ein Kerem Hospital, earned praise from leaders around the world for his enduring belief that negotiations could end the Middle East conflict. This is VOA News. U.S. President-elect Joe Biden is shrugging off President Donald Trump's fierce refusal to accept the election's outcome. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The president continues making unsupported claims of electoral fraud, predicting he will ultimately win a race he's already lost. He's blocking Biden from getting intelligence briefings and federal funding to facilitate the transfer of power. Democrats and even some Republicans call it dangerous.
I just think it's an embarrassment.
Biden says it's more damaging to the president's legacy than anything else.
We're going to do exactly what we'd be doing if he had conceded.
Insisting the transition's moving along and predicting both the president and top GOP allies will eventually accept reality. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Biden has received congratulatory telephone calls from several world leaders, even as President Trump refuses to concede the election. A statement issued by transition officials for Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris said Biden took part in separate calls with leaders from Britain, France, Germany, and Ireland, thanking them for their congratulations. The statement said they discussed issues that included climate change and COVID-19, the disease caused by the coronavirus. Four Hong Kong pro-democracy lawmakers were expelled from the city's legislature Wednesday. The four politicians were ousted immediately after a Chinese legislative committee ruled that Hong Kong's government could disqualify any lawmaker believed to be a threat to a national security without going through the courts. The four disqualified lawmakers were also among 12 legislators barred from running in elections initially scheduled to be held in September. The government has postponed the elections for a year, citing the coronavirus pandemic. The disqualifications appear to be the latest effort by Beijing to quell pro-democracy forces in the semi-autonomous city, which was engulfed by massive and often violent pro-democracy demonstrations in the last half of 2019. Pope Francis, in his first public comments after the release of a scathing report on the Vatican's mishandling of the case of ex-U.S. Cardinal Theodore McCarrick Wednesday, again vowed to put an end to sexual abuse in the church. The Vatican report said that bishops, cardinals, and popes repeatedly dismissed or downplayed sexual molestation accusations against former Cardinal Theodore McCarrick. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.